I want to read you a passage from the book of Matthew. And I should just quickly preface this. A lawyer in biblical times was he who created the words for the Bible. A scribe is the one who wrote down the words of the lawyers. And the Pharisee is the one who taught the words created by the lawyers. So these are the three-headed hydra of organized religion, okay? And so here's this passage. And this is Jesus speaking. But woe unto you, lawyers, scribes, and Pharisees, hypocrites all, for ye shut out the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go within yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go within themselves. For ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but within are full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanliness. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And I don't think it takes the greatest biblical scholar to explain that to you. The passion of Christ Jesus teaching those that read the Bible that God's kingdom, as in Luke 17:21, God's kingdom shall not be revealed out there as it is within you. God's kingdom is within you. And woe unto the lawyers, scribes, and Pharisees of the church, for they keep the kingdom of heaven away from men, because they neither go in themselves, within themselves, nor do they allow others to go within themselves. A more simple, powerful, truthful passage showing you, proving to you that meditation is the way, is the answer, and that God exists within you does not exist in any of the scriptures. That is the clearest, most beautiful proof of our true reality, and that is the journey within.